Krishna Book, Canto 3, Vrindavana Kumar, Chapter 13, Scene 5, Rama Vimohana Leela. While Krishna and Balaram were talking, Lord Brahma returned after a moment's interval according to the duration of his life. We have information of Lord Brahma's duration of life from Bhagavad Gita. 1,000 times the duration of the four ages, or 4,300,000 times 1,000, comprise Brahma's 12 hours. Similarly, one moment of Lord Brahma is equal to 1 year of our solar calculation. So after one moment of Brahma's calculation, Lord Brahma came back to see the fun caused by his stealing the boys and calves. But Brahma was also afraid that perhaps he was playing with fire. Krishna was his master, and Brahma had played mischief for fun by taking away Krishna's calves and boys. Brahma was really anxious, so he did not stay away very long. He came back after a moment of his calculation. Lord Brahma saw that all the boys, calves, and cows were playing with Krishna in the same way as when he had come upon them, although Brahma was confident that he had taken them and made them lie down asleep under the spell of his mystic power. Lord Brahma then began to think. All the boys, calves, and cows were taken away by me, and I know they are still sleeping. So how is it that a similar batch of cows, boys, and calves are now playing with Krishna? Is it that they are not influenced by my mystic power? Have they been playing continually for 1 year with Krishna? Lord Brahma tried to understand who they were and how they were uninfluenced by his mystic power, but Brahma could not ascertain it. In other words, Brahma himself came under the spell of his own mystic power. The influence of his mystic power appeared like snow in darkness or the glowworm in daytime. During the night's darkness, the glowworm can show some glittering power, and the snow piled up on the top of the hill or on the ground can shine during the daytime. But at night, the snow has no silver glitter, nor does the glowworm have any illuminating power during the daytime. Similarly, when the small mystic power exhibited by Lord Brahma was before the mystic power of Krishna, it was just like snow or the glowworm. When a man of small mystic power wants to show potency in the presence of greater mystic power, he simply diminishes his own influence. He does not increase it. Even a great personality like Lord Brahma, when he wanted to show his mystic power before Krishna, it became ludicrous. Brahma was thus confused about his own mystic power. In order to convince Lord Brahma that all those cows, calves, and boys were not the original ones, the cows, calves, and boys who were playing now with Krishna transformed into Vishnu forms. Actually, the original ones were sleeping under the spell of Lord Brahma's mystic power, but these present ones, seen by Lord Brahma, were all immediate expansions of Krishna or Vishnu. Vishnu is the expansion of Krishna, so these Vishnu forms appeared before Lord Brahma. All the Vishnu forms were of bluish color and dressed in yellow garments. All of them had four hands decorated with club, disc, lotus flower, and ganchal. On their heads were glittering golden jeweled helmets. They were bedecked with pearls and earrings, and garlanded with beautiful flowers. Upon their chests was the mark of Sri Vatsa. Their arms were decorated with armlets and other jewelry. Their necks were smooth, just like the kanchal. Their legs decorated with bells, their waist decorated with golden bells, and their fingers decorated with jeweled rings. Lord Brahma also saw that upon the whole body of Lord Vishnu, fresh tulasi buds were thrown, beginning from his lotus feet up to the top of his head. Another significant feature of these Vishnu forms was that all of them were looking transcendentally beautiful. Their smiling resembled the moonshine, and their glancing resembled the early rising of the sun. Just by their glancing, they appeared as the creators and maintainers of the modes of ignorance and passion. Lord Vishnu represents the mode of goodness. Lord Brahma represents the mode of passion. And Lord Shiva represents the mode of ignorance. Therefore, as maintainer of everything in this cosmic manifestation, Vishnu is also creator and maintainer of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. After this manifestation of Lord Vishnu, Brahma saw that many other Brahmas and Shivas and demigods and even insignificant living entities, down to the ants and very small straws, both the movable and immovable living entities, all were dancing surrounding Lord Vishnu. Their dancing was accompanied by various kinds of music, and all of them were worshipping Lord Vishnu. Brahma realized that all those Vishnu forms were complete, beginning from the anima perfection of becoming small like an atom, up to becoming infinite like the cosmic manifestation. All the mystic powers of Brahma, Shiva, all the demigods, and the 24 elements of cosmic manifestation were fully represented in the person of Vishnu. By the influence of Lord Vishnu, all subordinate mystic powers were engaged in his worship. He was being worshipped by time, space, cosmic manifestation, reformation, desire, activity, and the three qualities of material nature. Lord Vishnu, Brahma also realized, is the reservoir of all truth, knowledge, and bliss. Lord Vishnu is the combination of three transcendental features, namely eternity, knowledge, and bliss. And Lord Vishnu is the object of worship by the followers of the Upanishads. Lord Brahma realized that all the different forms of cows, boys, and calves transformed into Vishnu forms were not transformed by a mysticism of the type that a yogi or demigod can display by specific powers invested in them. The cows, calves, and boys transformed into Vishnu Murtis or Vishnu forms were not displays of Vishnu Maya or Vishnu energy, but were actually Lord Vishnu himself. The respective qualifications of Vishnu and Vishnu Maya are just like fire and heat. In heat, there is the qualification of fire, namely warmth. And yet, heat is not the fire. The manifestation of the Vishnu forms of the boys, cows, and calves were not like the heat, but rather the fire. They were all actually Lord Vishnu. Factually, the qualification of Vishnu is full truth, full knowledge, and full bliss. Another example can be given with material objects, which are reflected in many, many forms. For example, the sun is reflected in many water pots, but the reflections of the sun in many pots are not actually the sun. There is no actual heat and light from the sun in the pot, although it appears as the sun. But the forms which Krishna assumed were each and every one full Vishnu. Satyam means truth, Jnanam, full knowledge, and Ananda, full bliss. Transcendental forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His person are so great that the impersonal followers of the Upanishads cannot reach the platform of knowledge to understand them. Particularly, the transcendental forms of the Lord are beyond the reach of the impersonalist, who can only understand through the study of the Upanishads that the Absolute Truth is not matter, and that the Absolute Truth is not materially restricted by limited potency. Lord Brahma understood Krishna and His expansion into Vishnu forms, and could understand that due to the expansion of energy of the Supreme Lord, everything movable and immovable within the cosmic manifestation is existing. And so, when Lord Brahma was thus standing, baffled in His limited power and conscious of His limited activities within His 11 senses, Brahma could at least realize that He was also a creation of the material energy, just like a puppet. As a puppet has no independent power to dance, but dances according to the direction of the puppet master, so the demigods and living entities are all subordinate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As it is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the only master is Krishna, and all others are His servants. The whole world is under the waves of the material spell, and beings are floating like straws in water. And so their struggle for existence is continuing. But as soon as one becomes conscious that he or she is the eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then this maya or illusory struggle for existence is immediately stopped. Lord Brahma, who has full control over the goddess of learning, and who is considered to be the best authority in Vedic knowledge, was thus perplexed, being unable to understand the extraordinary power manifested in the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. In the mundane world, even a personality like Lord Brahma is unable to understand the potential mystic power of the Supreme Lord. Not only did Lord Brahma fail to understand, but he was perplexed even to see the display which was being manifested by Krishna before him. Lord Krishna then took compassion upon Lord Brahma's inability to see even how Krishna was displaying this force of Vishnu in transforming himself into all the cows and cowherder boys. And thus, while fully manifesting the Vishnu expansion, Krishna suddenly pulled his curtain of yoga maya over the scene. In Bhagavad Gita it is said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not visible due to the curtain spread by His yoga maya. That which covers the reality is known as Mahamaya, or the external energy, which does not allow a conditioned soul to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead beyond this cosmic manifestation. But the energy which partially manifests the Supreme Personality of Godhead and partially does not allow one to see is called Yoga Maya. Lord Brahma is not an ordinary conditioned soul. He is far, far superior to all the demigods, and yet he could not comprehend the display of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Krishna willingly stopped manifesting any further potency. The conditioned soul not only becomes bewildered, but is completely unable to understand. And so, the curtain of Yoga Maya was drawn so that Lord Brahma would not become more and more perplexed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.